Blog Talk Radio.
I just want you to know my love is true. Everything is all right when I'm alone with you. Hey family, this is Brian Christopher, R&B singer from Washington, D.C. Come start your day off with a little morning coffee with Flavor on Flavor News Radio.
Rumor has it that you're on the move again. You'll be hearing from her soon is what I hear from my friends. But please don't call, I don't need to hear your voice. It's taken years now, but I've moved on. I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could take all those kisses that you wanna give me now. But I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could, but I can't forget just how you wrecked my whole world. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl. Just tell me what makes you think that I even care. That I'd talk to you if you were standing here. Love is just a game to you, tearing things apart. So think again, cause there's no way I'm letting you back in my heart. I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could take all those kisses that you wanna give me now. I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could, but I can't forget just how you wrecked my whole world. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl. God, no doubt, is frowning. It's not the way we were supposed to live. But hell is sure to come if I forgive you and let you in. So I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could take all those kisses that you wanna give me now. But I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could, but I can't forget just how you wrecked my whole world. Forgive me, girl, cause I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could take all those kisses that you wanna give me now. But I'm all out of love, fresh out of forgiveness. I wish I could, but I can't forget just how you wrecked my whole world. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl. Forgive me, girl.
How to love in my song, that I was a hypocrite.
because you're committed to what you perceive as the next best thing, where there ain't no auto tune in anything I write to sing. But your lack of belief in me is all you seem to bring. Just like this song, my love for you was already written. It was you who didn't feel the need to keep. So please don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, 'cause you think I'm just replaceable. Understood me. Now my spirit and energy, once yours, had to go toward living. You constantly deny me while I keep living in denial. I'm not pitiful, I'm irreplaceable, regardless of what you feel. Like this song, my love for you was already written. It was you who didn't feel the need. So please don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, because you think I'm just replaceable. There's always new, or bigger, and better, and improved you can call great. Love's not about looking for an upgrade, regardless of what you say. Love is having the room to forgive and allow for another chance to grow. Remember, love's supposed to be forever. Like this song, my love for you was already written. It was you who didn't feel the need to keep. So please don't act as if I didn't know. It appears our connection is unreachable, because you think I'm just replaceable.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. How are you this morning? I'm not bad, but you know what? It is raining outside, but you know what? I really can't complain, because we've had some great weather. You know, we've had threats of rain that didn't happen. You know, you definitely cannot turn on the news or look at your phone that has a weather app and judge if that's how the day is going to go, because it really hasn't happened. So I'm not too upset about the rain, but I hope you're feeling good this morning. I'm feeling pretty darn good, and I opened up today with my new friend, David Britt. If I didn't love country before now, I love country because of him. I love his style of storytelling. It just, you know, I don't know. It just really, really grabs me. When an artist can grab my attention and get me to feel and think and, you know, pay attention to the words and all, that's pretty good. And immediately the first time that I heard one of David Britt's songs, he had me hooked. And then he sends me more music, and I get it. I really love his style. So I started out with Forgive Me Girl by David Britt, going into one of my new favorite people down there in Arizona, coming out of the Paris Tune Camp. Vaughn Willis with Replaceable. Guess what? I'm going to be doing a show tomorrow night, and you got to tune in. It is going to be an hour of just Paris tune music that is sung by some absolutely amazing talents from down there in the Arizona area. If you don't know this man, you really, really need to Google him and start following him. He's working with some of the best independent artists out there, and artists that you really need to know. You know, they've got amazing voices, just like Vaughn Willis. So be sure to tune in tomorrow night. I will be putting up all the information on all the social networks. But guess what? You know what? If you were to hit the follow button here on Blog Talk Radio, you'll receive an email just to let you know when I'm doing shows and what kind of show I'm doing. So why don't you do that too? But anyway, I hope that you're doing well. I had fun with Dave Tolliver last night. If you missed his feature on the Leopard Carpet, it is a show that is definitely worth going back to listen to. I woke up this morning and just glanced at my statistics, and I'm already getting a lot of hits, a lot of hits. I had a lot of live listeners last night, and I had a lot of hits, and got him to sing live for me, too. So go check that out. He was pretty honest about his life, and I gathered that's the kind of person that he is anyhow, is that he just kind of keeps it real. And he shared some stories of when, you know, when he and Jason came out big, you know, under the tutelage of Gerald Levert, and some things that went down. And it's real talk, it's real information, and, you know, we've heard these stories before, so I think you should really, really go take a listen, especially if you're an artist that's kind of new. You don't have much understanding of the industry. It might be a good show for you to listen to, too. Besides, his music is wonderful. It's wonderful. And I look forward to the journey with Dave Tolliver as I, you know, kind of play a role on his team all the way up here in the Pacific Northwest. But I've got great music to play for you. I do. You know, I've been getting some new music lately, and I love doing this. I really love doing this. I think it's a great way to spend the day, you know. Waking up in the morning to some good music, you know, going to bed to some good music, working on projects throughout the day. Can you really imagine not having music to, you know, share life with, in a sense? So I try not to talk about it, you know, but, you know, it has to come out sometimes. Really, really think about supporting these artists. If you love what you hear right here on Flava News Radio, Flava Marlex Radio, please support the artists. If you don't know a name, you don't know the name of a track, email me at radio@flavanews.com, and I will give you the information. You know, it's pretty inexpensive to support an artist right now financially. You know, their tracks are costing generally no more than $1.49 a track, you know, but most of the time it's 99 cents. And, you know, if you do the iPod thing, or you know, just listen to music on iTunes, or, you know, whatever it is, there are ways that you can, you know, set your own playlist for yourself on the different devices, you know, and take the music with you. And my children do it all the time. I don't have an iPad yet, but I think I'm going to need to get one. Or iPad, no, see, I said it, iPod. You know, or maybe I just have to go back a step to an MP3 player, huh? I don't know, you know, but I think I need to, you know, invest in something that I can, you know, kind of keep with me and listen to the music that I really, really like. So these are some great talents. They really, really are. And I haven't even touched on the talents that that exist around the world, you know, but check them out, really, check them out. You can find some great independent authors, musicians, you know, graphic designers, all kind, jewelry makers, you know, online. You really can. And I think the beautiful thing about supporting an independent artist, especially the ones that haven't blown up yet, you know, they'll reach out and respond to you. You know, they'll say thank you. they may even, you know your name. And I think that's a beautiful thing because, you know, when an artist gets out there and they're so big, they don't know you exist. People spend, you know, hundreds of dollars to go to an artist show. They don't know they're there. You know, they go pay and get their nails done and new outfits and hair done and all of that. The artist never sees them, you know. So when you're on the level of an independent artist who needs the help, all of us to push them out there to be in the spotlight, they'll know your name. They'll say thank you, and they appreciate your support. So think about that, okay? So anyway, I'm excited about going to Vegas. I think I've already told you this, but it's getting closer. I leave on June 5th, the day after my daddy and my daughter's birthday. I don't know. At least I'm here for their birthdays. If the opportunity would have came and I would have missed it, I wouldn't have done that because it's really important for me to be here, you know, for their birthdays. But I leave the day after, and I've had my suitcase out for a week now. I have my suitcase out for a week. Don't laugh at me. I bought a leopard blanket to take with me to Vegas. I had this dream that I was going to take a leopard blanket to Vegas, and then I was shopping with my daughter, and she found this wonderful, soft leopard blanket, and I bought it. I put it in the suitcase. It might take up too much room. It might have to stay home, but I don't know. You know, yes, I got issues. Why do I need to take a leopard blanket to Vegas, right? I don't know. It's my security thing or something. I don't know, but I had to go buy some shoes and a few new outfits and stuff. But yeah, I want to look good. I'm going to have a great time. I'm really, really excited about going. I'm my business partner, who is the Marlex of Flavor Marlex Radio, he's going to be down there at that time. And I will have my first opportunity to see him perform. He performs with a group all over the world, which is called Tribute to the Temptations. And that's what he does for a living, besides, you know, creating his own music as a solo artist. But his job is traveling the world. And so that's why he's gone all the time. And I don't think that in the 2.5 years that I've worked with him that he's performed in Vegas. And so I get to see him. I'm really excited about that. My cousin Daryl, he plays bass for Smokey Robinson's group called Human Nature, so I get to see him perform down there too, and going to go to Sherry Gordy's show and look forward to meeting her and that experience, because if you don't follow Sherry Gordy, you need to. They look like they have a great time down there in Vegas. She puts on some great shows. Some amazing talents hit her stage. And if you're in Seattle, you have an opportunity to, you know, compete to win a slot on Sherry Gordy's stage. So check out Deanna Notes on the social networks. I don't know if it's on her website or not, but check out Deanna Notes. She is doing a talent search for Sherry up here in Seattle. And it's going to be taking place at the Skyway Bowl. I'm trying to think of what the casino part's called. But, you know, the casino that's a part of Skyway Bowl. And the first one's going to be June 1st. I believe you got to show up an hour before it really, really starts to sign up. Have your own music CD ready for the DJ to play for you. And I believe it starts at 7 o'clock. So please, if you know that you're talented, if you feel that you could hit the stage in Vegas, this is the place to go. This is a great opportunity for Seattle. And really, really appreciate that Deanna Notes is working with Sherry Gordy to do this here in Seattle, right? How many times do we have opportunities like this? So find Deanna Notes and check her out. Let me jump back into some more music for you. I think I'm going to play a piece by D-Mills. He is going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me in June. So definitely he's another artist that I want you to pay attention to. I look forward to having him on the leopard carpet with me. So I'm going to play So Glad We Met. Again, this is Dee Mills.
In the beginning, it was you and me. Nothing could separate us from what we had. Family plans, hopes and dreams, everything, all mapped out. But then one day you decided to change, listening to what other people had to say. Now look where we are now. Just listen to the lies.
Baby, it's crazy. How long has it been? So much time wasted. Where do I begin? What has come over me? The love within. Doubting our future. Two different stories, the lines are fading. One chapter closes, another begins. Our love life is over, but I'm so glad we met.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Morning Coffee with Flava. And in this last little set I played, D-Mills was So Glad We Met, going into Andrea Desmond with Run. So this is where I join you on Wednesdays. It's kind of my way of, you know, sharing maybe some little short stories or some thoughts that kind of inspire you or you know, just kind of being able to say good morning, have a great day to you. I tell this probably every Wednesday, but it's just kind of my way of keeping Flava Coffee House alive for me. Every morning, you know, there are certain people that came in, and I had that blessing, that opportunity to just say good morning and wish them a great day. I didn't know how much that meant to them until I made the decision to close Flava Coffee House. And they came and shared stories with me. And that was one of the things, is that it meant a lot to just come in and start the day with me greeting them and wishing them a good day. And that's when I learned, you know, that something simple like that can make a difference for someone else. So I always end the show and I say, you know, to wish, you know, to share a smile, you know, with somebody, especially someone you don't know. Because those simple acts of kindness, you just really don't know how it can change somebody's day. We had a death in our extended family a few days ago. It's not somebody that I know, but it is the brother of one of my kids that I took into my home, and you know, she lived with us for a while, and she's been a part of my life ever since. It was her brother, and you know, don't know the exact circumstances, if it was an accident, if it was on purpose, or you know what, but you know, it's sad, you know, when a life has been taken that was unnecessary, you know. It wasn't that he was sick or anything like that, you know. But it's just really sad, you know, when, you know, it seems time and time again, you know, there's somebody that's dying that should not have died. You know, we've had shootings around Seattle, you know, and I know it happens all over, you know, the world, you know, and people are dying at the hands of violence. You know, people are dying at the hands of their own tragic demise, you know, and so, you know, love each other. I really think a lot about family, you know, and how much family you just, you need to embrace each other, you know. If you've got a conflict taking place, squash it somehow, really, because it's not that serious. It really is not that serious. I'm learning to let go of things. Sometimes my kids bring me into their own stuff and they don't realize it, you know, and they're all adults now. And the thing that I'm trying to work on is to let them handle their own stuff and not be affected by it to the point that I have been. And as I work towards that, you know what? My life is less stressful. It really, really is, you know? And if they choose to carry something on, I allow them to own that. You know, I don't have to participate in it, you know? And so I just think that there are things that we can all do that lightens the load of what we go through on a regular basis. You know, learn to forgive quickly, learn to smile more, drink lots of water. Yeah, drink lots of water. You know, I'm almost up to a gallon a day. My brother-in-law's been working on me to try to get up to a gallon a day. I'm almost there, but drink lots of water. You know, take care of your body the best that you can. Eat healthier. Stop putting crap into your body. I really believe that maybe that's why there's so much disease and cancers taking place is by what we consume. So I'm going to really encourage you, you know, to be a little bit more mindful of what you consume, what you take into your body, and also, you know, what you consume into your mind, what you experience. We have control over a lot of that. And that's why I love the music that I play on Flavor News Radio, on Flavor Marlex Radio, that it's music to me that is good for the soul, whether it's fun, whether it's got a great message. You're not going to hear anything on this station that is just off the wall, that's degrading, that is, you know, violent in a sense, that is, you know, disrespectful to women. You're just not going to hear that kind of stuff on my radio show. I can't do it. You know, talking to Dave Tolliver last night, we talked about, you know, what does grown and sexy music sound like, you know, and so much of it is so explicit, there's just no hiding, that it takes away from the mystery of the music. And so, you know, find that good music. Find that good music that feeds your soul. Because you know what? When you put it in your car in the morning as you head off to work or you go about your day, that's the kind of messages you want to absorb, you know? Whether it's just fun and really is kind of no nonsense, or whether it's a story that you can relate to, or it's something that takes you back to a place that says, you know what, I believe in love again. You know, music is that powerful, and I want to really, really impress upon the creative souls out there. You're very powerful in how we experience life. You know, you are so influential, you know, in how we go about our days. You know, so be mindful of that. I'm telling you that if we picketed and we stopped, you know, buying into the stuff that we call crap, it wouldn't exist. The only reason it exists is because people are making money off of it. People are gaining recognition off of it. So what does that mean? Somebody's paying attention to it, right? But if we stopped paying attention to the mess, it wouldn't have a purpose. The only reason things have a purpose is because we give it that power to exist. So anyway, yeah, that's me on my high horse, right? I want to jump into another piece. I really, really like this artist. He's got a lot of heart and soul. You know, we've kind of gone round and round on some things, you know, but the bottom line is he's a great, great talent. And, you know, when you come to creating music, I know that it is, you know, so passionate, you know, for the artist that, you know, sometimes you don't always think about it in the right way, you know, or whatever. But this is an artist I really would love to see, you know, do some things. He has charted all over the place with his music. He has worked with some great talents. And so I want to play a piece from my dear, dear friend James Cola over there in the UK. And this is called Take Me Higher.
You say you're the one to give me what I need. Now show me, babe.
Thank you. no one says a thing. Quietly they go to sleep. And after so much time, lovers on the side, they both know how this might go. So they run away in fear, 'cause the end is almost near now. And they're standing in the shade that the elephant has made. How'd it go unnoticed? After spending so much time leaning separate lines, how'd it go unnoticed? No one's changed, but still they wanna stay. No one wants to feel the pain. Try to drink some wine, find the love inside. 'Cause they both know how this could go. So they run away in fear, 'cause the end is drawn near now. And they're standing in the shade that the elephant. Drinking so much wine, spending so much time, how'd it go unnoticed? Tell me why, after all this time, no one says a thing. No more tears, no, no goodbye. Just waiting.
Just played James Cola with Take Me Higher, going into Carol Dubock with Elephant. I think the beautiful thing about being me is I get exposed to a variety of genres of music and styles. And I used to have a set style that I like, you know. I mean, I really did come up on R&B, soul, and jazz. That's what I was raised on. And honestly, that is what I'm drawn to. You know, naturally. It's funny because even my grandbaby, she likes to hear music when she goes to sleep, and she likes the classic R&B, you know, to go to sleep to. And of course, you know, my children were raised on that too. But, you know, being a part of, you know, the radio and being a radio show host, and having a variety of talents come my way. I had always told myself, just be open and experience it. And over the years, I've definitely learned, you know, what's quality, you know, what's well produced, you know, what's written well, you know, those type of things. But I think the biggest thing is music that just makes me feel. And I've really, you know, become so very fond of genres that I was never exposed to. And I may have really liked it, you know, back then, you know, but I love it now. And I have such a great appreciation for what art brings into our world. You know, I'm looking around my office right now and just even, you know, looking at, you know, the things that I have around me, looking out the window at the view that I get to see every day. I can't imagine not having this experience, you know. I don't know what art means to you, but I imagine that it plays a pretty significant role for you. You know, from what you wear every day, somebody designed that, the colors, what you choose to put on and how you choose to coordinate it, you know, to what you listen to, you know, in your car or in your iPods and, you know, to what, you know, graphic designs or paintings or artwork that you have, you know, jewelry that you wear. I mean, it's all art, right? You know, even like when you look, watch those cooking shows and the chefs putting together the pretty food and, you know, knowing exactly the amounts of seasonings to put in. It's a craft. It's an art. You know, crocheting and making things with your hands, sewing. You know, it's all art. So can you really, really imagine what that would be like to not experience it? I think that the beautiful thing about art is it brings some form of joy into our world. I think it's something we take for granted, too, because it's so accessible. It's just right there, right, at our fingertip. But I think it brings some joy into our world when we go shopping and we buy a new outfit and we coordinate it with something else to wear. You know, I don't think we realize that that's art. That's a sense of style. You know, when I built Flava Coffee House and decided to call it Flava, on my sign it says Flava is a taste, a style, a feeling. Because to me the word means, you know, who you are. It's a representation. It's you know, how you feel in the moment. It's the type of art you like. It's the type of clothes you wear. It's the jewelry that you wear. Your flavor, your style. It's you. And I love the word, you know, and I love being called Lady Flava. You know, now as people get more familiar with me and friendly, you know, some call me just Flav or Flava and drop the lady part off. But, you know, I think the word just means so much, and I think it represents me well, you know, in what my appreciation for the arts has come to be. So, I don't know, do you think about that? Do you think about what your style is, what, you know, what you're drawn to, your taste? A friend of mine, you know, she was sending me some videos and stuff, and you know, wanted my opinion or whatever, and I wasn't necessarily agreeing with her. And then finally she just said, I think it's a matter of taste. And it really is. You know, I think that people are drawn to different artists for different reasons. And, you know, like I try to tell her and I've told other people, I don't listen to art the same way I used to. And sometimes that's kind of sad because I'm a little bit more critical when it comes to the performance aspect, what I visually see out of an artist and what I hear when it comes to, excuse me, you know, to the quality of the production. And so and she's not in the industry, so I don't think she listens to those type of things or looks at those type of things. And so, yeah, sometimes it can kind of be challenging. But let me jump back into a couple more tracks before I close out the day, and then I'll come back and, you know, wish you well into this Wednesday. So I'm going to play a piece by John Hopkins, and this is called Come Love Me Down.
La 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 la, only for you. from way across the room, and they feel so strong, can't be denied.
Falling in love so fairly,
it's so amazing when it's right.
Baby, tonight, don't worry,
let me protect you all night long. Love me down. Oh yeah.
Come love me down.
Come love me down.
When you feel my life, baby, come with me. Love me down.
There can be no compromise. I want you all to myself, and we can try things that we've only dreamed of. You got my temperature rising, and I'm on fire, girl. See, I've just got to be on the inside. Whoa. It feels so good right down to the bone, baby.
The kind of love so many,
so many people in the world never seem to find.
Give it tonight, get ready.
I'm gonna take you for a ride all around the world, baby.
Worth more than a diamond, more valuable than a pearl. Got me
To the end of another we've come to the end of another Morning Coffee with Flava, and I want to thank everyone who tuned in to listen to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. You know, you're who really fuels me to come back every day, you know, to do these radio shows that I do, and I appreciate you. The same things that you do for me in listening to my shows, this is what the artists need too. So I'm glad that as you come and you listen to my shows, this is what you experience, some great independent talents. How do you start your day? What kind of music do you listen to? I think every one of us in some way, shape, or form, you know, starts our day with some kind of music. I know that going to the gym, you know, many people have that music that just kind of energizes them, you know. But what kind of music do you listen to at the start of your day and maybe even at the end of your day? So, again, thank you for coming by the coffee house and spending some time with me on Morning Coffee with Flava. Take a look in the mirror before you start this day and know that that person looking back at you is an amazing, amazing person and loves you so very much. You know, I mean, think about that. That person looking at you from the mirror loves you very much. It's a great person, right? Yes. Yes, he or she is. So go out and share a smile. Share a smile with a stranger. You just don't know how that simple act of kindness can change somebody's day. Have a great day. Know that I really appreciate you. Until we meet again, you know what? Let's just keep enjoying the flavor.